Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
Hey, my name is Denise Cooper, and I am the CEO and founder of Remarkable Leadership Lessons. And in addition, I do speaking. So if you're looking for me, my name is Denise Cooper, Inc., and you can connect with me and I'll come out and speak to you on almost any topic you like.
Love it. Love it there. Question number two, Denise, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Oh, the speed. Absolutely. The speed and the impact they have on their customers, their employees and stakeholders.
Absolutely. Love it there. Question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives that getting from decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
I think it is for most, and particularly in my business, which is kind of consultants, HR folks. And the reason is that they're not very good at sales or have a good sales strategy. Sales is not about what I have to offer that I'm trying to get to you. It's really about understanding what your challenge is and then me figuring out a way to help you connect either through me or the network of people that I have around me.
Absolutely. That's actually where most of my business ideas come from is my current clients. Yeah. They said they want something and okay, let me see if I can do it and how much it will cost you. Yeah. So that part there. Question number four, what advice do you want to share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
I think the advice is probably a couple things. First of all, strategies don't fail because of a bad strategy. They fail because of poor people management skills or skills that are outdated and they don't match today's fast-paced changing environment. So get out of your head. As you see behind me, I've got notes out here. We know from science that 1% of the population will actually write down their goals and then turn around and read them on a regular basis. It keeps you from moving off point. Two, be easy to do business with. Can't tell you how many people are just hard to do business with. Three, relationships matter. Business is done because I trust you or trust the people that you work with. And the last one is make sure that you follow up and ensure follow through.
Absolutely. So what are some tips on building relationships fast?
I think it is actually learning how to listen better and be able to understand the point of view of someone else. So when you're listening, you're actually listening for their point of view, their pain points, their delight points, things that get them up in the morning, those kinds of things. And then what is it that you do that connects with them? Look for the commonalities, not the things that are broken, not the things that don't work.
Right. And also don't pull up the portfolio as soon as you start talking to them.
Yes. Let's hope that that's not what you're doing.
Yes. I've done that. So many people pull. Let me tell you how I can help you make money. I'm like, whoa, take me out to dinner first. You know, I'm on an expensive date, but you know, at least take me to McDonald's.
Oh, my deal is that, you know, could I get a glass of wine first?
Yeah, there you go. Glass of wine. There you go. And see, even $3 Chuck is fine.
Thank you, but at least offer something.
Exactly there. Let's get to question number five.
All right.
What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Let's see. People that I personally like, Jeffrey Haislip, and he is the CEO of C-Suite Network, obviously, but he's got a book called The Hero Factor, which I think if you've read the E-Myth, and the E-Myth Revisited, then you have to read The Hero Factor. This guy has really got the idea of you either in profit or you're in for purpose, and you need to run your business aligned with that. Danielle Cracknell is my favorite person around reputation and how to build a cohesive reputation that people can connect to. She runs a company called Leonard George. Susan Coslin is my favorite sales strategist. She will teach you how to talk to people. Not through an email, but actually have a good conversation with them. And then my last one is Sheila Morgan and Chris Powell. Both of them are in the HR and business strategy point, and they run top companies.
Awesome. I'll look them up when we are done here. But question number six, Leslie, is the most important question.
And I'm Denise, but go ahead.
I need you. Oh, I'm sorry, Denise. I just had a Leslie on. That's what happened there. I'm so sorry about that. This is why we do one take there. So makes me look a little silly, Denise. I apologize there.
That's okay.
But Denise, question number six is the most important question of the podcast. I need you to focus.
Oh.
Okay. So Denise, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
I was going to say, let's qualify that.
Yeah. So we got to
bungee jumping.
I know what you're talking about. We're talking sales.
That's okay. My first sale, I have to tell you, I didn't plan on being a business person. I started this business because my parents got sick and I needed to focus. I was a chief human resources organization for a fast-paced organization that was in the mortgage industry. It was 2006, mortgages and mortgage industry was bellying up, and I just needed to figure out a way to eat and keep going. And so the first thing I did was I started calling up friends, people I knew. And it was their generosity who ran businesses that helped me learn how to make the sale. It wasn't always about the skills that I have, but it was about the value that I created through helping them through tough times and seeing things in a different perspective.
Love it. Love the story there, Denise. You now have 3 minutes and 33 seconds left.
Oh.
Promo time.
Yes.
Ask me a question. Talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
Thank you. Well, let me have this opportunity to say this. I said it before, businesses don't fail because they have a bad strategy. They fail because they do not understand people and people management. They cannot build an organization that is focused on taking the best ideas and making them real. If you have an idea and you can't make it real, then it's a dream. Let's turn those dreams into something real so that you can create value in the world, as well as the world can give you the accolades you need for the gifts that you have. That's my business. I help you think better. I help you see those opportunities when you are blinded by obstacles, fear, and all kinds of other things. But it's really around how you get people to support you.
Love it. Love it there. You have 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or we can end early? And that's okay.
You know what? What I'd like to add is, you know how to get a hold of me. My name's Denise Cooper, Inc. You can look me up on LinkedIn. I've got social media running all over the place. And I guess the other thing is that you've taken these podcasts and you've highlighted all kinds of businesses. What has it done for your business?
Increase my network and networking really well. Mm-hmm. That because that's kind of why I do them in such short form, so we have time to network afterwards.
Okay. Very cool.
So that's been a very big influence on my business.
All right.
I mean, and really, it's funny, like some people will say is, oh, I can go get some like big names on the podcast. Yes. Ask them to be on for 15 minutes. And most of them won't even talk afterwards. So it's all been a great tool for me.
Yeah. I have a podcast too. It's called Closing the Gap with Denise Cooper. It's on the C-Suite Network. And I find that the exchange of ideas is what helps you grow, stay relevant, and it also helps other individuals. So if you're not a person who, you know, is good about blogs, I think podcasting is a wonderful way to go.
It is. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, what is it?
You can reach me at denisecooperinc.com. And that's pretty much the best way to get to me.
We'll put that one in the description. It'll be magic. There we go. Denise, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.